We live in a world where the Christian faith, the Catholic Church, is oftentimes fought against. A lot of people disagree with what we believe in, with what the church represents, with what the church teaches. And so a result of that is that a lot of members of the church are sometimes maybe embarrassed of their faith. Maybe they don't know enough to respond. And so what happens is a lot of people just don't respond, or they don't stand up for their faith. That is a reality in the church a lot, all over the world, but especially in America, where the faith is very much challenged in a real way. People have trouble because of the persecutions that they face. And persecutions, attacks against the faith, have been going on since the very beginning of our faith. And since the very beginning of our faith, the members of the faith, a lot of them, have been embarrassed, have been nervous, have been weak when it comes to facing these temptations from the outside world that creep into our faith and that challenge it. From the beginning, like I said, there have been challenges, and from the beginning, there have been people of the faith that have shown weakness, including the apostles themselves. The apostles, the followers of Jesus, they showed weakness in their faith, especially when Jesus died on the cross. They had all ran away. Most of them, all of them except for John the Apostle. They had ran away from Jesus because they were scared. They were scared of what the consequences were going to be of them, of their mission to follow Jesus. They were scared of what was going to happen to them. They were scared that maybe the same thing that happened to Jesus would happen to them. And so, most of them ran away. And we see here these last words of Jesus that he speaks to them. And it's very interesting to see Jesus, his encounter with the apostles here. They had just ran away. They had just shown great weakness in their faith. And Jesus came and he yelled at them. He was upset at them for their weakness of faith. And it says that. It says he upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. So not only did they run away from Jesus on the cross, but they didn't believe those who had seen him after he had risen. We think that it was only Thomas who was doubting and who did not believe. But here in the Gospel of Mark, it tells us that all of the apostles had trouble believing. And so Jesus was upset at them. And he told them that. And he exposed their weakness to them so that they see themselves and so that they see where they're weak and where they need to work on themselves. But it's very interesting what happens next. Jesus, he challenges them for their unbelief, and he exposes their weakness, and then he gives them a challenge that's more than anything they had done up to this point. They had been following Jesus for 3 years, and they had given their lives to him, and they had not left the region of Israel. They had been with Jesus. He was doing everything for them. He was doing all the preaching and all the miracles. Up to this point, the disciples were only disciples. They were only following Jesus. And now, after Jesus saw their weakness in faith, he tells them, not only go and preach without me to all of Israel, but he says, go into the whole world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. That's right after it says he upbraided them. He was upset at them for their unbelief and their hardness of heart. The very first thing that he tells them is not, why are you weak? Is not, what's wrong with you? The very first thing he tells them is, go to the whole world now and preach the gospel. And that's what they did. They went into the whole world and they preached because that's what Jesus told them. But why did they not do it? Why were they afraid when he was with them? Why were they afraid when he was on the cross? Why were they afraid when they heard after the resurrection that he had risen and they didn't go and follow him? Because they had not received yet the gift of the Holy Spirit. They were waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit because they knew the promise of Jesus that he was going to send them his Spirit that was going to be with them, that was going to guide them, that he himself was going to be with them. in an even more real way than he was with them while on earth, while he was walking on earth. Through the church, Jesus is with us in an even more real way than he was when he was walking on earth 2,000 years ago. When he was walking on earth, he was physically only in one place at the time. He was only in that one region of Israel. But now he is physically everywhere. Physically, it means in his real human presence. Not in his body, in his actual flesh, but his body, the real presence of his body, is with us through his church. Jesus is really present with us. That's why he tells the apostles to do two things, and these are the things that he also tells us to do. He tells them, when he commands them, he tells them to preach and to administer the sacraments, to baptize, and to bring people into the unity of the church. And that's Jesus' mission also for us. Not all of us are priests, obviously. Not all of us heard this message of Jesus. And so we can all do the first one. We can all preach the gospel. And we are called to preach the gospel by our words, but especially by our example. We are called to show the world, starting with those around us, that we are disciples of Christ, that we are followers of Jesus. That's why he tells the apostles, start with Israel, start with the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and then go into the whole world. That's what they did. Start with those around you. Don't think it's such a huge mission. Don't think you have to go and you have to be a preacher, or that everybody has to be a priest or a maser, a nun. Not everybody has to do that. But what everybody is called to do is to preach to those around them, to your family, to your friends, to your people at work, to the people at school, to the people that you see every day, especially by your actions, so that when people look at you, you can show them Jesus. That's the point. You can show them that you have the life of Christ in you. That's what Jesus wants of us. That's how we preach. And then the second part that he commanded the apostles to do is to administer the sacraments. I, as a priest, can, and I do that. All my life, all of my ministry, the most important part of my ministry is when I administer the sacraments. The lay people cannot administer the sacraments. They can't baptize, they can't do the mass, they can't do weddings or do funerals or forgive people's sins through the sacrament of confession. But you all can approach the sacraments yourself. And you can bring others to approach the sacraments to see the real power in the sacraments. That it's through the sacraments of the church that Jesus himself is actually present. That he is with us in a very real way. And when we realize that ourselves, we're going to approach God, not only in the sacraments, but in the way that his grace comes to us everywhere in our lives. Like when we pray, when we read the Bible, and we live the life of Jesus, and we spread that life to others. The devil has no power over us when we are with Jesus. These words were his last message to the apostles. Do not be afraid. Don't be weak in your faith. Don't be afraid that you've doubted at some point. Don't be afraid that you just doubted yesterday. That's what Jesus basically told them. You were just doubting yesterday, but it doesn't matter. I'm with you. Go into the whole world and do not be afraid. That's what Jesus wants of us, because he knows the battle that we face in this world. It is a real spiritual battle, brothers and sisters. The devil is real, and the devil wants us to fall into sin. He doesn't want us to be close to Christ. He wants us to go to hell. But Jesus wants us to go to heaven. But Jesus is not going to come down on earth, and he's not going to walk this earth, and he's not going to preach like he did. We have to be the mouth of Christ. We have to preach the gospel to the whole world, like how he commanded the apostles to do. It is our duty. It's our duty because when we hear the gospel, which is translated from the Greek as good news, when you hear good news, you don't keep it to yourself. You spread the news. You tell people about the news that Jesus is real. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Jesus loves us. A lot of people don't know or don't realize that Jesus loves them. A lot of people think they have nobody in this world that loves them. T- Tell them that Jesus loves them. Show them that Jesus loves them. You show love to them. That's how we be the mouth of Christ. That's how we preach His word, by our example and by our words, by showing others that we are true followers of Christ. If we keep on coming back to Him, if we keep on receiving the life that He gives us, so that we can take the life that He gives us and we can spread it everywhere in this world.